Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. When the Inflation Reduction Act passed last summer, there was a lot of talk about the money that was going towards environmental justice communities. But since then, we haven't heard much about where that money has gone. So we had Juliana Marullo and Charlie Adams look into it for us.
Hey there.
How's it going?
First things first, environmental justice feels like one of those abstract terms that gets thrown around a lot. What does it actually mean?
By now we know that climate change is going to affect all of us. But environmental justice work acknowledges that certain marginalized communities will be harder hit, both by climate change and pollution.
To find out more, we talked to Hannah Pearls, an attorney at the Harvard Environmental and Energy Law Program. She says environmental justice takes a closer look at the sources of pollution by arguing that
the outcome of where facilities are sited, of how much pollution one community bears, that should be equitable. That should be fair.
So does the Inflation Reduction Act talk a lot about environmental justice?
Not explicitly. Instead, it sets aside certain buckets of funding for what they call disadvantaged and low-income communities. Then it mostly lets states and agencies define who that includes.
The Department of Energy, for example, they define disadvantaged communities based on a whole bunch of factors, right? Including poverty rates, pollution levels, and access to clean energy.
So how much money is set aside for these so-called disadvantaged communities?
About $40 billion of the total $370 billion in the bill.
Wow, that's actually a lot. Where does all that money go?
$15 billion goes into what's called the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund. It's designed to bring more renewable energy sources and other green technology to these communities.
One program reduces emissions by funding energy efficiency in public housing, and another supports community-led projects to reduce pollution.
That's awesome!
It definitely is. But it's important to note that some critics worry that these communities won't actually be able to access that money.
Really? Why not?
We'll take the home efficiency programs, for example. While one of them is supposed to support low and moderate income homeowners, 61% of low-income people are renters.
While their landlords could apply for extra money to improve efficiency in these homes, it takes the power out of their hands.
That makes sense. Are there other ways low-income homeowners can access these funds?
Yes, and ideally without too much red tape. Hannah says some agencies are hoping to make it easier for these communities to access those rebates.
We're looking at the option to have a point-of-sale rebate, meaning you don't have to put up money first and then get a refund later.
Good to know. But I hear another criticism from environmental justice groups about something related to the leasing provisions in the bill. What's that about?
We'll have to do a whole other episode to really dive into the oil and gas lease controversy.
But for now, what's important is that while the net effects of the bill will reduce greenhouse gas emissions, there are worries that these communities might still end up with worse pollution from new oil and gas sites.
Okay, so it sounds like something that reduces emissions in general might still create pollution on a local level.
Definitely. There's still a lot to be worked out. But Hannah's optimistic.
It's a much bigger picture of environmental justice than we've seen in prior administrations. And that is really exciting to me because we're talking about a deep structural challenge that I don't think can be met by just looking at the environmental angle.
Hopefully, this is just the beginning of supporting communities on the front lines of climate change.
Good to know. Thanks, Juliana and Charlie. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publics Radio.